Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Mercy. Few people truly understand it, yet it is key to receiving God's best in your life. One of the ways that God's goodness is revealed is by His mercy. God is merciful, good, and just, and the mercy of God towards each of us is something we can always be thankful for. If you're feeling like you're beyond God's mercy, know that He stands ready and willing to forgive and embrace you, no matter what, because He loves you. The Bible describes how the mercy seat was at the very center of the Holy of Holies, and it is still at the center of God's heart today. In today's message by Evangelist Paul Akwa, titled, Thank God Because He is So Merciful, learn how, as a recipient of God's love and mercy, to always recall and be thankful for God's endless mercy towards you. Let's join in.
Notice the good things in your life. Look back and think about what God has done. God gives us mercy, and we need to appreciate that. No wonder David said in Psalm 103, that bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Then he began to list all good things God has done. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. You see, so wonderful things God has done. You may read that psalm for yourself, Psalm 103. But let me jump to verse 10. It says, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. I want to repeat that. Psalm 103 verse 10. David describing God, he said, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Verse 11. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. Hallelujah. Let me repeat that. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. As far as the east from the west, so far has He removed our transgression from us. This is the God of mercy we are talking about. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear Him. Verse 14, for He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. That's the nature of God. God's nature is to offer mercy. We are not perfect. We have our imperfections. And the truth is, God sees all our imperfections and still loves us and calls us righteous. If we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, hallelujah. If you look at things in the light of eternity, you will continue to show gratitude to God. You will continue to be thankful and show your appreciation. Since we know that God has secured our eternal good, we can be thankful for everything at any time to reflect on God's goodness and God's mercies. Of course, for Christians, every day should be a day of thanks because of the profound blessings we have in Jesus Christ, because of His mercies that He has poured on us. So my friends, start to notice and identify the things you are grateful for. I will start with an Old Testament account about what God said about David and apply it to the New Testament believer, so you can notice the good things you might sometimes take for granted. Very important. It's amazing what you notice when you focus on expressing your gratitude to God and being grateful for His goodness, for His mercy, and for His kindness. You need to know that no matter what happens in this life, We are all going to stand before God, and He's going to separate the sheep from the goat. He's going to judge every single thing. And for those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't have to fear the Lord in the sense of dread. Yeah, we fear the Lord, but not in the sense of dread, because all our sins were placed on Jesus. And He's going to look at us and say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant," even though we haven't done everything perfect. This is something we should show our gratitude or appreciation for. Our God is so merciful. We need to thank Him. I was reading a text of scripture about David, and it really marveled me. It's in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. This is when God was talking to Solomon, and He says this: "And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life." Let me repeat it. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. "And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life." The Lord was talking to Solomon, and He said, "I will bless you if you continue to follow me as your father David did." And I just thought, like his father David did? His father David committed adultery and murdered the husband to cover up his sins. But the difference is that he repented, and God looked at him and said, "I want you to serve me as your father David did." God's mercy endured forever. Hallelujah. When you are forgiven, God sees you not through your own personal actions. He sees you through Jesus, and you become accepted with God through what Jesus did, not through what you do. It's very important to note this. So, for those of us who are born again, praise God, there is not going to be any retribution. But for those who don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, He is going to set open every single thing that has been done wrong. Every single one of them will be brought in the open. The entire human race will be standing before our God, and they will be standing there watching God judge people for their actions. But for the believer, the Bible says that, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." 2 Corinthians 5:17, the NIV version. So when I read this verse, I cannot help thinking about what this verse meant to the New Testament believer, and especially to Apostle Paul, who wrote these words by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Prior to his encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, he was one of the worst people to come into contact with. He persecuted and murdered followers of Jesus, all in the name of honoring God. Paul's life was completely transformed by the power of our loving Savior, and he understood what it means to be a new creation in Jesus Christ. He no longer had to be defined by his past, but was redefined by his true identity. And the same is true for you and I. We all live in a fallen world. It is easy to look at the past of us that are flaws and imperfect. Don't feel shame and guilt of your past. Embrace your true identity in Christ. When we accept Christ, like Paul, we are a new creation. Things of our past identity don't define us. We no longer embrace them as belonging to us, all because of God's mercies and goodness. I want to encourage you to see yourself as a new creation. The new creation is what takes the lead in your life. Be encouraged and stay blessed. God is so merciful, we need to thank Him. My new identity alone makes me express my gratitude to God because of His mercies. If you have received Christ as your personal Savior, then you are the righteousness of God. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Many people read this scripture and they don't really believe it. Whose righteousness? So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. He gave you his righteousness because of his mercy towards us. Because of God's mercy towards us, we can forgive ourselves and others. We can share what God has done in our lives with others. We need to worship God and thank him and praise him for his goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Say this with me. God, in you I have found new life. My old self has gone. Thank you for giving me this amazing gift because of your son Jesus. Help me to never lose the wonder of your gift. Amen. So we need to accept God's mercy. But sadly, there are many people who reject this offer. In fact, people who reject God are described in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, that they are those who did not honor him as God or give him thanks. One of the characteristics of the unbeliever is that they fail to be thankful to God. They fail to show gratitude to God because they have rejected him. All of the arrogance of those people who have rejected Christ and turned their back on God must know that everything they have done will come to light. God is not going to let everybody go. God is a just God. He is a holy God. And for those who accept Jesus, he is not going to hold any sin against you. What a merciful God. You have been forgiven of all sins. Past, present, and future sins have been forgiven. Oh, what a merciful God we serve. There is coming a day that the just, holy God is going to hold people accountable for every single thing that they have done. If they are outside the kingdom of God, every single thought, action will be brought to judgment. And all these people that are arrogant and have defied God will be on their face before God. You don't want to do that. If you have accepted Christ, praise God. That's wonderful. If you haven't, then you have to think again and accept him. If you don't know the Lord, then you need to be fearful of the coming day of judgment. All of us deserve judgment. You may say, I am pretty good. Compared to who? Compared to me, you may be good, but the Bible says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, which is Jesus Christ. So if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.